Blog Talk Radio.com.
Wish everybody a happy and healthy 2013 and a more prosperous 2013 as well. Welcome aboard. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. As usual, we've lined up a great program for you here today. In this hour, I love talking to this gentleman. This gentleman is a noted author and a photographer, and he has collaborated along with Ken Gross and Michael Allen Ross, who's a great photographer, to come out with a wonderful new book called Rocking Garages, Collecting, Racing, and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads. Tom Cotter is standing by, and we're going to spend the whole hour with Tom talking about this book and some of the other projects that he's done over the years, and perhaps he can give us a little sneak peek into what he might be working on presently. Also coming up on today's show, we're going to be joined by ASC Certified Mechanic Mark Evans. Here's our go-to guy, one of the couple of people that we call upon when it comes to mechanical issues. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, we will be able to help you out at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261. I will have some automotive trivia questions for you as well. And a little later on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, I'll be playing some executive interviews that I did a little while back at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. I'll be heading off 1 week from today, actually, to the Detroit Auto Show for a whole nother round of world and North American debuts and an opportunity to sit down with some of the real movers and shakers in the industry. Well, our very special guest, as I said at the top, is one of my favorites on this broadcast and other shows that I do. He writes regularly for Road and Track and is the author of several books with the theme of barn finds. These books have been tremendously successful. The first one was The Cobra in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, and The Corvette in the Barn. But he's written books about Dean Jeffries and a whole lot of other folks. He is a gentleman who has a long history in motorsports, public relations, and just an all-around cool guy. Tom Cotter, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing today, Tom?
How you doing, Bob? Happy New Year. Happy 2013.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start. You're collaborating on this with photographer Michael Allen Ross, along with another good friend of the program, Ken Gross. And, of course, Ken has got a son who was the lead singer, still is the lead singer of the Spin Doctors. So he had already a little taste of music in his blood. But, you know, coming from my side of the fence, this book really... So much is part of my DNA, being a lifelong car guy, being a lifelong music fanatic. I worked in music radio for 10 years, and being the radio geek here, it's, you know, just a wonderful idea. How did it get its start?
I'm not quite sure how it got started. I mean, I came up with an idea, and it's very interesting. I came up with this idea. Did I love rock and roll? I just, last night, I live in Davidson, North Carolina. We're watching the Davidson basketball team play, and my son, who's pretty damn good at rock and roll trivia as well, would say, "Who did that song?" Mm-hmm. He said to me, "Dad, who did that song?" I said, "Mountain." He said, "How'd you know?" I said, "I just know." So, you know, and cars in my life. So I said, "Wow, you know, what a cool project." And I came up with this idea. And 5 days later, a friend of mine called up. And he said, "Tom, I got this idea for a book. How about rock and roll guys who like cars?" So if I didn't come up with it myself, 5 days later, somebody would have helped me come up with that idea. It's just, you know, you remember in high school. I mean, you know, one side of the cafeteria had the jocks and the brains, and they got all the cheerleaders and the scholarships. And the other side of the cafeteria, or maybe we were outside smoking, or maybe we cut out of class, were the rockers and the greasers.
Yep, that is so true. And really something that a lot of people don't realize. I love what you write in the beginning of the book about the fact that the garage is the home for a lot of musicians. This is the first rehearsal hall. It's, in many cases, the first recording studio. It's a place that a lot of rock and rollers spent a lot of time in their youth, and it's not unusual for rock and rollers also to have a day gig, and many of these folks are working at gas stations and repair facilities, and quite often are into vehicles, and doing more than 20 years of nationally syndicated automotive radio, I've come across so many, especially classic rock musicians, who are into collecting and racing, and they're just gearheads.
Yeah, the garage was the temple for a young guy, and whether you were, you know, putting on a set of headers or jamming with your band at night, you know, that was your first little concert hall, or that was your first speed shop. And I found a lot of guys who wanted to have, you know, a Jaguar or a 55 Chevy or something. Well, they got into rock and roll, and they had to get a van. You know, they had to haul around drums and amplifiers and stuff. So a lot of these guys put their interest on hold for years or even decades. And then suddenly, wow, I've got some extra money. And they start buying the things that they loved when they were 15 years old. And so a lot of these guys are my age and your age.
Yeah.
And, but it was real pleasant to see some young guys, too, like Kay Wayne Shepherd, who's 34. And he is just amazing, just an amazing blues guitarist. He's the next Eric Clapton, and he's got a garage full of cool cars that he gets his hands dirty on.
And that's a real common thread here, too. A lot of these folks that you've interviewed for the book do, in fact, work on their own vehicles, or in a number of cases actually are heavily involved in vintage racing. They're not just collectors. These are people that like to get out there and drive.
The one that identifies that statement the best is Jay Giles, who, while he was in the Jay Giles band, they'd go on tour for X number of weeks or months, and they'd come back, and his backyard would be filled with the Ferraris of Boston area Ferrari owners who were sped up with the Ferrari dealerships or the repair shops, and he would be the one, while he was off the road for X number of weeks, rebuilding engines, putting in clutches, doing brake jobs in the backyard of his house near Groton, Mass. And then he'd clean his hands and go back on the road again. And then, you know, the Jay Giles band kind of went down in demand, so he became a full-time auto restorer, restoring Italian cars, specializing in Ferrari, Alfa Romeo, Lamborghini, Lancia. Had a race team, actually raced a vintage Ferrari Tour de France. And then when the band took off again, because the whole nostalgic thing of bands coming back online, he sold the shop and got back into music. And now he says for the first time, there's a perfect blend. He says, I perform when I want, and I work on cars when I want. And it's the first time in my life I can do both at the same time.
Yeah, Jay Giles is a really interesting story in the book here, profiled with some great photography. Certainly growing up in the Boston area, the Jay Giles band was always huge, and they had a number of hits in the 70s, but really, like you said, had a real renaissance in the early 80s with Centerfold and Freeze Frame and a number of other hits. But the interesting story about Jay Giles is this is a really, really bright guy. A math whiz, and he was a trumpet player, and he was going to a local college here in the Boston area, Northeastern University. Tell us a little bit about that story of how he converted himself from a trumpet player to a guitar player.
He grew up in New Jersey. His father was an engineer, and his father had two passions. It was jazz, and it was cars. So Jay would go with his father to the antique car meet. And, I'll get back to it after the break.
Yeah, after the break. I'm getting too excited. That's what happens when I have a great guest on. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
GCN. year. New attitude. New shows. Man Cow. He's now on GCN.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on the GCN Radio Network, and Auto World is the name of the program. My name is Bob Long. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 from anywhere across North America. Tom Cotter is with us, author along with Ken Gross and photographer Michael Allen Ross of a wonderful new book, Rocking Garages, Collecting, Racing, and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads. And before the break there, I was getting all excited and lost track of time. I was was asking Tom a little bit about the story of Jay Giles, which is a very interesting one. Here's a guy that went to Northeastern University here in the Boston area, but came in as a trumpet player. And Tom, there's a lot of nuances to this story. Why don't you do the honors here and tell us all about Jay Giles?
Well, Jay's father had two interests. It was jazz and cars. So Jay grew up listening to jazz in the house all the time and going with his father to some of the New York City clubs. He lived in nearby New Jersey. And then they'd go to car meets on the weekends. He belonged to the Classic Car Club of America and owned actually Lincolns and actually a Accord. And Jay fell in love with the sports cars on the other end of the field. Usually they were red and usually they were made in Italy. And anyway, he would play trumpet, went to Northeast University to become an engineer like his dad, and soon found out that girls did not dig trumpet players, the guitarist got all the girls. So he said, I figured out, he's a mathematical genius, and he said, I figured out about a week and a half how to play guitar. And he said, and that was it. And so he met Peter Wolf, and he wound up singing with him, and he met Magic Dick, who was the harmonica player, and Jay played the guitar, and he never went back to class, and the rest is history.
What a great story. Ironically, my wife went to the same exact high school a number of years later that Jay Giles did back in New Jersey. Down in the Bedminster and Gladstone area of New Jersey. So what a small world. But this is a guy, like you say, who's a world-class engine builder. He's also done his share of racing in its day. I know he's participated in a number of celebrity races and other races as well.
Yeah, what he's most proud of is the racing in the Ferrari Tour de France, TDF, Ferrari 250 in the vintage circuit. And he had lots of hard races with that car and actually wound up finishing first overall in a number of races. And he did that for 5 years and sold off the car. Thought he made a lot of money. He probably bought it for $50,000 and sold it for $75,000. And now that car, 20 years later, is going for $4.5 million. But those, he said, I got the racing out of my system that I wanted to do my whole life. So really just a cool guy. And he, during the Sandy, Hurricane Sandy problems they had in New York and Long Island, New Jersey, I did a book signing with Billy Joel, and Jay came down from Massachusetts. You couldn't get gas, and he said, I'll find a way to get gas. I'll bring some extra gallons in the back, in the trunk, whatever. And he drove down and did a great book signing with Billy Joel and a guitar maker named Joel Danzig from Connecticut. And, you know, it was like these were guys, a guitar maker, a singer, and a guitar player, sitting around talking motorcycles and cars. Their musical interest never came up. They wanted to talk about, what do you got in your garage? You know, what'd you buy? What'd you sell? Really cool.
There's some wonderful shots, as I mentioned in the book here, of Jay Giles' life and his collection. And not unlike Billy F. Gibbons, who did the foreword in the book, who's, of course, the lead singer and the amazing guitarist for ZZ Top and truly a musicologist and an all-around great guy, rock and roll gearhead. He's got a wonderful collection of both cars and guitars. But Jay Giles looks like he has a wonderful collection of guitars in his possession as well.
A lot of these guys do. In their garages, you know, when they were 16, the garage was a shrine or a temple, and now they're older than that, and the garage is still the temple. They have their guitars on display, they have their cars on display, their motorcycles on display. And it's interesting, in Jay's is a little bit different than most in that he's got machinery in his garage at home, and if he needs a bolt on his Maserati that's not available commercially, he'll make it on his lathe.
But
he's got, you know, real machinery. And then hanging on the wall on a thumbtack will be his old racing license and, you know, decals on the wall from races that he's run in and pictures of cars he's restored. It's, you know, if you didn't know he was a musician, you'd think he was, you know, some kind of you know, I guess an Italian mechanical wizard. But then if you saw him play guitar, you'd think, wow, this guy is Eric Clapton. So he's a left and a right brain guy. He's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, what a great story that is. And it's all featured in Rockin' Garages, published by Motorbooks International, but available, of course, at the usual outlets, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And I hope this has also found its way into some Barnes & Noble stores, the few that remain out there. And I know, Tom, with some of your other books, the Barnes Series books, I know you used to tell me from time to time you would go into some of those Barnes & Nobles and other outlets and sign them, and the lucky purchaser of the book would have an autographed copy.
Yep. As I travel around the country on business, I just go walk into a bookstore in Illinois or Ohio or California and just, can I sign your book? And just sign them up. Now I keep a lot of books at home, and I get a lot of people that call me or send me emails and say, hey, can you send me a couple of books? I want one for me and one for my uncle's birthday or whatever, and I'll just sign and personalize them and send them right out of here. So it's kind of cool too. But the books selling real well. I think we sold out the first printing before Christmas, and which is exactly
wonderful.
What we wanted to do, you know. And it's hard to make money in books. This is my ninth book, and it's a tough business.
Yes, it is.
But this is the kind of book you want. This is the kind of book a writer wants, a publisher wants. Like, it's working. People dig it. Not only car guys, but musicians and rock and rollers as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Billy Joel. As you mentioned, the event that you did at Billy's facility right there on Long Island. Billy is a Long Island guy, and that was a great thing that he did for Hurricane Sandy. And of course, he participated in the 12-12-12 concert also for Hurricane Sandy. And I've never had the pleasure of meeting Billy Joel, but I've always been a huge fan. You know, I wish he would turn out a new album. It's been a long, long time since we heard a new album from Billy, and I had no idea that he was such a huge motorcycle guy.
I spent, you know, a while with him, interviewing him for this book, and because my relatives are on Long Island, so I stay up there, like, over Christmas or whatever, and it didn't matter what the temperature was. It could be in the 40s. It could be in the 30s. And he just wrapped himself up in a leather jacket and a big scarf. And he said the minimum I'll ride a motorcycle today, if it's not raining or snowing, is an hour. And if I've got something going on, I'll take off for 8 or 10 hours.
Wow. Great story. More about Billy Joel and other rockers straight ahead.
So tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Mancow is GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
If you love cars and rock and roll, you must pick up a copy of Rockin' Garages, Collecting, Racing, and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads. It's a book that's been done by Tom Cotter, who joins us live here on the broadcast, and Ken Gross with some great photography by Michael Allen Ross. And before the break there, we were talking about Billy Joel and his love of motorcycles, and I got to get you to tell this story because I'm so familiar with all of Billy Joel's songs, and he has that line in the album Glass Houses. Cut is that you may be right, I may be crazy, and there's some I rode my motorcycle in the rain. There's some truth to that. Billy has had some really cool ladies in his life. Tell us a little bit about that reference and that particular lady that spawned him to pen that line.
Well, he was playing piano at a private function in Miami, and he was just looking down at his keys, playing away, and he looks up, and there are three ladies with their elbows on the piano looking down on him, and it was Whitney Houston and Elle McPherson and Christie Brinkley. And oh, he said, oh boy, this is going to be a good night. And so he keeps on playing. Well, actually, his first love of those three was Elle McPherson, and he really went head over heels over her, but she was much more conservative than he. I mean, he's a rock and roller. Mm-hmm. She's a supermodel. And, she didn't really care for his antics. And, he wrote that song for her. You may be right, I may be crazy. And so he wrote that song for her. Well, ultimately, he wound up going out with and ultimately marrying Christie Brinkley. And as we know, he wrote a song for her, Uptown Girl, a whole different, a whole different meaning. I guess she didn't mind his crazy antics or something. I don't know. But Billy is a serious rider. There's a story he told me about. He was an older woman ran a red light as he was going through on his Harley, and just completely T-boned him. And he flew up in the air, came down, just crashed, and blood, and he broke both wrists, and he broke his legs, and what a mess. And his fingers are broken, his hands broken, and he's lying on the ground, and the police officer says, "Sir, I'm going to need your license and registration." And he says, "Look, I can't reach it. It's in my back pocket. Go get it." So the cop reaches in his pocket, pulls out his license, looks at it, says, "Joel William, William Joel. Hey, lady, good job. You just hit Silly Joel." And they had helicopters come in from New York City, pick him up, bring him to a park somewhere in Manhattan where ambulances are waiting with a police escort. And he said it must have appeared to spectators, people standing around the city, like the president was just shot or something. And Billy wanted to go to the hospital. He's limping around his house. He couldn't ride for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It completely mashed his right thumb. And his right thumb is only cartilage now. There's no bone in there. And I said, "How do you play? How do you play piano?" He said, "Well, I had to, learn to play with like my knuckle down on the bottom of the thumb." But he said, "Hey, it's only rock and roll, you know." So he's a rock and roller, man. And he did that scare him from riding motorcycles? No, he's got 80 of those babies right now, and he's building more all the time. He builds these custom great bikes, and he's got to use electric start bikes because he just had hip replacements. He can't do kickstarting anymore, but he loves the looks of old Triumph 5-volt motorcycles. So he buys 5-year-old Kawasaki's and Yamaha's, and then he completely remakes them into British-looking bikes with British tanks and fenders and wheels, but it's an electric start, and it's got the reliability of a Japanese bike. Well, Bruce Springsteen goes in his shop and says, and he's got this bike called the Sacred Cow.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce says, I gotta ride this thing. And Billy says, "Bruce, it's 0 degrees outside. This is last winter." And Bruce didn't care. He put on a helmet. He had a sweatshirt on. He goes out for 20 minutes in 0 degree temperature on a motorcycle. Came back and said, "I want one just like it in metal flake purple." And so Billy built him a bike.
Oh, wow. What a great story, Tom. Amazing stories. And Tom Cotter is our very special guest. And again, if you have a question, you can call us up or email me, bob@boblongradio.com. Another story, and I know that you spent quite a bit of time with this gentleman, and I've heard a number of interviews with him because he recently wrote a book, is Brian Johnson from AC/DC. He resides down in Sarasota, Florida. But one particular interview, I heard him going toe-to-toe with Howard Stern, who is actually quite a bright individual. You know, despite his persona, he's quite an intelligent guy. And he was trying so hard to get Brian to spill the beans on a few things. And Brian was outwitting the one and only Howard Stern. So I got a real kick out of that. And I was fascinated to learn the story of how he got the gig in AC/DC, because he was a working mechanic. I mean, that was his job when he auditioned to replace the original lead singer of AC/DC, who passed away.
He had a little business, and he installed sunroofs and vinyl tops in outside of London somewhere. And he had tried rock and roll, didn't really make it. He was part of some early garage band as a young guy, but he was a car guy. So, "Well, I can't make it in rock and roll. I'll just make it in the car business." And he seemed to be doing pretty well. Well, then AC/DC was looking for auditions, and so he decided, "Well, I'll give it a shot." And now, my God, second best selling album in history, Back in Black, the most profitable tour, rock and roll worldwide tour in history. He just got off a 2-year tour. All around the world. I'm talking nearly Russia and Ukraine and South America. Everywhere. And so he put his racing on hold for 2 years, but he came back last year off the road, and he's racing the wheels off his car. He's got a Lola T70 Can-Am car, which was originally built with a high-performance 289 Ford. They've restored that thing with just fabulous car. It's been a barn find. It's got to be in my next book. It was a barn find in Connecticut near Lime Rock Park, and they found it, and he bought it And after it got back, he didn't know what it looked like. Oh, bloody God, I paid $250,000. It looked like a pile of parts. But 6 months later, it's a show car. And, boy, is that cool. And he's got a neat car collection. He's got a Citroen DS21. And he's got this little, Vespa car.
Uh-huh.
A two-cylinder car. And his wife races a Porsche 914-6. So I spent a lot of time with Brian, and one of them was at the 24 Hours Daytona last year, which he was part of Highway to Help, the racing team for 50, and the car was 50 plus, and everybody on the team, Elliot Forbes Robinson, all the other drivers were at least 50 years old. I think Brian's 63 or so, and all the money, all the proceeds from sponsorship and all the race winnings went to children's charity, and he's doing it again this year. And in fact, weekend he's practicing at Daytona. That's their night race testing next week.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I understand, you know, talk about a guy that's truly a great race car driver, but he's also a gourmet chef. Tell us about this, Tom.
Oh, Brian, I'm so lucky in that, you know, he kind of embraced me, and you know, I've met him at the racetrack at vintage races. I've met him at Daytona, and he invited me over his house in Sarasota. And he's got this mansion on the water, and he was going through a kitchen expansion. Now they really touched the whole house here and there, but this is like a $2 million kitchen expansion where he's got the standard kitchen, and then he's got a Japanese kitchen. And then he's got an Italian pizza kitchen, you know, complete with the wood stove. And he loves to cook.
Oh, what a great story. Another one of these passions. More straight ahead with Tom Cotter as we tell you all about rocking garages right here on Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Speaking of Billy F. Gibbons, he's been a guest on this show many times over the 20-year span of this radio program, and he also did the foreword for this book that we've been focusing on in this hour of Auto World Rockin' Garages, Collecting Racing and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads by Tom Cotter, our very special guest, and Ken Gross, Photography by Michael Allen Ross, available from Motorbooks International as well as the usual places, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and all the usual suspects there. And I could talk 3 hours about this book because I'm so passionate about it. But just to touch about some of the other musicians that are featured in the book here, Brad Whitford from AC/DC, also Jimmy Vaughn from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, John Oates from Hall & Oates, Keith Urban, if you're a country fan, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, also country fan, Michael Anthony, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, Rachel Boland from Skid Row, Sammy Hagar, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and there's also some great guitar builders that are featured in this show, in this book. But let's talk about a couple of other guys here that I really love the stories that you've told me about these two gentlemen. Let's begin with another guy in my neck of the woods, Arlo Guthrie, who's doing something very unusual and has quite an eclectic collection.
He does. And, you know, if you can imagine how pristine some of these guys are with their collections, and their music reflects that. Then you think about Arlo and his music and how his collection would look. Well, probably a little bit country. He's up in the Berkshire Mountains. I think he's in Washington, Massachusetts. And he grew up in the country needing to take care of his own cars. So he had, interestingly, his first car was an MGA that he got for Pete Seeger. And Pete Seeger being his father, Woody Guthrie's a buddy. So, he said, you know, when you live in the country, when the motor goes bad, you got to learn to fix it. And when the motor blows, you got to learn to replace it. And so he was, you know, swapping motors in and out of his MGA and making sawmills out of cars. His passion is checkers. And it's really interesting that he loved checkers. He bought a couple brand new. And he said because they were huge, the checker marathons had a big floor in the back, and you could put a complete band in there, drum set and amps in the back and in the trunk and all the performers in there. And so he's got a couple of checkers. He's also got this is really cool. He's got every tour bus that he's ever had since Alice's restaurant days.
No kidding.
From a 1955 GMC Scenic Master, I think, all the way up to a modern Prevost. And so he's going to take five of these old buses, and he just bought this kind of like a country store kind of bed and breakfast place, and he's going to put these buses on concrete slabs and hook up air conditioning and power and all that stuff, sewer and all that stuff, and he's going to rent them out as bed and breakfast to people. Like, say you want to take your daughter on some 1960s rock and roll experience weekend where you can stay in Arlo Guthrie's old motorhome and and you can, you know, stay in there for the weekend, and there's going to be 8-track tape deck so you can hear all the music of the day. And instead of the windshield, it's going to be a movie, a big screen television, and you can watch Woodstock or whatever you want to watch. It's a fantastic idea.
Absolutely spectacular idea. Another story that I really enjoyed reading about here in this great book, Rockin' Garages, is the story of Pat Simmons. We all know him from his work with the Doobie Brothers, and like Billy F. Gibbons, who travels the globe and when he has downtime is searching for classic guitars to bring home. When Pat was out on the tour bus with the Doobies, and still is today, he's looking for motorcycles. Tell us a little bit about Pat, the guy, and his collection.
Well, Pat would get on the road and be on the road for months, but he always had Hemmings Motor News. This is going back, you know, 20 years.
Yeah.
He'd always have Hemmings Motor News sent to him, so he could always have Hemmings. And he'd be riding cross-country, and he'd tell his bus driver, you know what, the next town, I need to go see this bike, you know, this, you know, Indian, this guy's got for sale. And when he got to these small towns, he'd buy newspapers. And, you know, if he found an old Harley, an Indian, a Henderson, an Ariel, whatever, he would just throw it in the equipment truck. And ultimately, they'd all wind up in California. And he just kept on putting them in a barn. And he opened ultimately a dealership for a while. Vintage motorcycles way before it was popular, way before anybody thought about restoring old bikes. Well, he has since moved to Maui, Hawaii, and he went back to this barn, and he had his own barn find. Like, oh, I forgot all about this. I bought it 30 years ago. Oh, my. So he's got bikes that Steve McQueen owns. He's got a 1904 Indian. He's got just amazing unrestored bikes, although he and his wife, is a an incredible rider as well. She's gone on the Cannonball cross-country motorcycle ride for 1915 and earlier motorcycles. Pat is married to a woman named Chris Summer, and they rebuild their own engines, and they do clutches, and I mean, they're an amazing couple. So he gets off the stage, and he and I met for a beer afterwards at the hotel, and he didn't want to talk about music at all. It was all about bikes, and you know, that's his passion. And it's funny, you know, successful people are often successful in more than one area. And if you see a Brian Johnson, and you see an Arlo Guthrie, and you see Pat Simmons, and you see Jay Giles, these guys are good at lots of things. And Pat Simmons, he's got a collection of memorabilia and motorcycle literature and toys, tin toys, you know, just amazing stuff. I mean, file cabinets full of owner's manuals, things for vintage bikes. That is his passion, and it's been his passion since his first DSA motorcycle he got when he was 19 years old.
And that's what this book is all about, passion, passion of automobiles, passion of music, the melding of the two. As you and I, Tom, have talked off air, there's such a synergy between music and musicians and cars and American society. It's so interwoven. Even stopping to think about all of us in our own particular lives, you know, we remember certain songs were on the radio in a certain car when certain things were happening, or you were dating that certain girl and then you were driving this car and that song was on the radio. It's just so a part of everybody's, you know, makeup. There's no other way to put it.
It's America. It's America at its finest.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, I know you decided to step away from the F1 job up there in New York, New Jersey. I think that was a very wise move, and you're concentrating now back on writing. Any projects that you can tell us about that you're working on right now?
I've got about six more books that I can write at this moment. I'm starting to work on one. I started over the Christmas vacation. I'm a Long Island native, and Long Island has a very rich racing history. So I'm going to write a book about the racing history of Long Island from Vanderbilt Cup to Riverhead Raceway and everything in between. Road racing, drag racing, overtrack, midgets, you name it, and the personalities and the teams and stuff that were based there. And then I'd like to follow up this Rock and Garage book with a Hollywood Garage book, with a book about actors and actresses. Patrick Dempsey's a big road racing, not only a fan, but a participant. He's driven the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Jerry Seinfeld's got a huge Porsche collection. I hear that Cameron Diaz has a collection of cars.
No kidding.
So I'm kind of thinking maybe that would be a good follow-up to this.
Yeah. That sounds really cool.
And then, finally, I'd like to do a biography on Linda Vaughn, if she'll allow me to do it.
Yeah, I know that my good friend Gene Jennings there from Automobile Magazine just wrote a column saluting Linda, and I bet you it's something that she would definitely embrace. So, I've done a number of interviews with Linda over the years, and perhaps I can help you out on that one. Anyway, I can help you out. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Tom, and we'll continue to talk about other projects as well. But this is a home run, and I'm so glad to hear that the first printing is already sold out. And this was just a wonderful idea to do this book. It was a difficult book to do, and as you and I talked about, it's so hard connecting with a lot of these rock and rollers as their organizations are geared to keep the fence up, to keep folks away, and I know you accounted a whole lot of that.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I just want to let you know, your listeners should know, we're going to do a book sign. It'll be Ken Gross, myself, Michael Allen Ross, and maybe a rocker or two at the Grand National Roadster Show the last weekend of this month.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll promote that some more here on air. We'll get you on my other show again as well. Thank you, Tom, and we'll talk again real soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I'm Bob Long. This is Audible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.